This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Araceli Gomez Saldana in for Adora Namigade. And this is The Rundown. Former President Donald Trump will be in Chicago today to speak at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. The announcement sparked controversy on social media. The Chicago Defender's managing editor, Takuma Roback, was among those who spoke out, saying he's, quote, completely repulsed by the decision.
I don't feel like people who espouse racist, discriminatory, sexist views should be given the privilege of objectivity. Their views should not be normalized, in my opinion.
Roback urges the moderators, who will be in direct conversation with Trump, to ask him tough questions. Organizers say NABJ invites presidential candidates during election years and has also invited Vice President Kamala Harris. Vice President Kamala Harris will not attend NABJ because of scheduling reasons, but has offered to address NABJ virtually post-convention. Civil rights leaders say the killing of Sonya Massie should prompt sweeping national police reform. Massie was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy in Springfield earlier this month after she called 911 for help. The Reverend L. Sharpton spoke at an event at Massie's honor on Tuesday in Chicago.
It is the negligence of this government's response to all of these killings that created the crime.
Sean Grayson, the former sheriff deputy who killed Massie, had worked at five other departments in 4 years before coming to Springfield. Sharpton says the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which was introduced after Floyd's killing but never passed by Congress, would have prevented Grayson from bouncing between departments. We have a follow-up to a WBEZ investigation. A former lifeguard supervisor for the Chicago Park District admits abusing a teenage coworker. Hector Koss was 22 when he forced himself on a 17-year-old female employee at Jefferson Park Pool in 2018. He recently pleaded guilty to aggravated criminal sexual abuse and got 2 years of probation and lifetime sex offender registration. But the survivor said that punishment was a slap on the wrist. At Koss's sentencing, she testified, quote, "This man is not to be trusted. He's the bad man we warn our children about." WBEZ first revealed widespread sexual misconduct accusations at public beaches and pools 3 years ago. A law signed this week in Illinois will help people in Iowa who are seeking abortions. The Birth Equity Initiative requires private insurers to cover abortion services without copays or waiting periods starting in 2026. Democratic State Senator Lakeisha Collins is one of the measure's sponsors, and she says it's important Illinois signed this on the same day Iowa outlawed abortions after Heartbeat forms.
Here in Illinois, you will get the services that you need. Unfortunately, you know, Iowa, they chose to take a different route to pretty much tell women that they are not valued. Illinois is not doing that. Like, we hear you, we see you, and we're here to help you as well.
Illinois' measure also requires coverage of in-home doula and midwife services. Most of the law takes effect in 2026, but midwife services will need to be covered starting next year. Other things you should know about today. Lawyers for Chicago say a man killed in March in a shootout with Chicago police was stopped because of illegally tinted windows. It contradicts earlier information that officers had stopped Dexter Reed because he was driving without wearing a seatbelt. Police fired their guns nearly 100 times, striking Reed at least 13 times. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability investigates police shootings in Chicago. It says Reed fired first. Chicago is asking a judge to dismiss key portions of a lawsuit filed by Reed's mother. Ridership on CTA buses has bounced back quicker than on trains following the COVID-19 pandemic. CTA officials told City Council this week roughly 70% of pre-pandemic riders have returned to buses, compared to a little more than 50% on trains. The CTA is doubling down on upgrades, including bus-only lanes, traffic signals that detect and give the green light to buses, and more modernized, accessible bus stops. The MLB trade deadline has come and gone, and it was a busy few days for the White Sox and Cubs. The Sox shipped off six players, including shortstop Paul DeJong, designated hitter Eloy Jimenez, and pitcher Michael Kopech, in exchange for a swath of prospects. On the north side, the Cubs made a few moves to shake up the team, acquiring reliever Nate Pearson and all-star third baseman Isaac Paredes. Looking at weather, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, and tonight strong to severe storms are possible with lows in the 70s. That's it for now, but later today, Dance for Life is an annual showcase of a bunch of Chicago dance companies. That's coming up on August 10th. It's also a healthcare fundraiser for the people working in Chicago's dance community.
A lot of people don't realize that a lot of the dancers don't have health insurance, or at least not health insurance that is provided by their company.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to offer them co-pays for their doctor visits or a lead for a dental, all those things were really, really important.
You'll hear more from one of the creators of the organization that puts on this dance performance and the new choreographer for the event's finale. That's today at 1. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana. Thanks for listening.